الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praises due to Allah, and may Allah exalt the mention of the Prophet Muhammad. May Allah grant him peace, his companions, and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. First and foremost, I would like to thank the brothers who decided to stay to listen to the khutbah, the translation of the khutbah from the reminder of last week. As for those who insist on leaving, barakallahu feekum at any rate. The Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, began his khutbah by reminding us Muslims to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned the ayah in the Quran where Allah says, "Do they not know that it is Allah who accepts the repentance of His servants, and He accepts the charity, the sabaqat, and that Allah is the one who accepts the repentance, the most merciful?" The tawbah is a great word, or even a reality, and basically it means returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is indicated by that is that a person will rectify his relationship with his Creator by turning away from the previous life of deviance, misguidance, disobedience and sins, and moving on to being concerned about his Islam and implementation of the deen and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of it often, and they encouraged the believers to turn to Allah in repentance. Actually, there's a whole surah in the Quran called Surah Tawbah, indicating the importance of tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls His servants to repent to Him because Allah wants ease for His creation, and He does not want any difficulty for them, and He wants to lead them to paradise and to the path of happiness. Allah says, and verily Allah calls to Darus Salam, and Darus Salam is Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He wills to a straight path. So everyone is called, but the one whom Allah will guide are those who seek guidance. Allah calls everyone to Darus Salam, but not everybody wants to go to Darus Salam. And regarding this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of my ummah will enter Jannah. All of my ummah will enter Jannah except those who refuse. So the companion said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, who will refuse? Who will refuse to enter Jannah? How can a Muslim refuse to enter Jannah?" He said, "Whoever obeys me will enter Jannah, and whoever disobeys me, he has refused." So we will refuse, some of us will refuse entering Jannah deliberately by disobeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is enough warning for those who take the Sunnah lightly. Yani whatever comes from the Sunnah in terms of obligation, say, "Oh, it's just the Sunnah." Well, if it's an obligation, even if it doesn't come in the Quran, it comes from the Sunnah, it's the same as the Quran. وَمَنْ يُتِعَ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the Messenger has obeyed Allah. So the ruling is one and the same. So sometimes people associate Sunnah with voluntary, and that is one way, but not everything from the Sunnah is voluntary. Otherwise the Salah we just prayed with the Shaykh, is it, do you see it in the Quran? Do you see anywhere in the Quran that mentions the khutbah, then the way that it is done, then the two rak'ah? It's not in the Quran. Where do you get that from? The Sunnah. But is it an obligation to do Jum'ah the way it was done today? It is. But it came from the Sunnah, meaning the way of life. So we just have to make this understanding, make the distinction, excuse me. Anywho, after this verse, this is why Allah, the Most Merciful, called His servants to repent to Him, and to purify themselves from their sins, and to turn to Him and to His pure, to be upon purity, in order to attain His pardoning and His grace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "And repent to Allah, all of you, all you who believe, so you may be successful." And so Allah made success conditional to turning in repentance. You know, when the Imam or the Muaddin says, "Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah," come to success, come to success. You cannot become successful unless you turn to Allah in repentance per this Quranic verse. So the Shaykh says, so this is a da'wah, this is an invitation from Allah to all of the believers without any exceptions, that they should turn to Him in repentance in order to be successful. And this is the same thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged when he said, "An-nadam tawbah," regret or sorrowfulness, being sorrowful, is tawbah. And the one who repents from sin is equal to the one who is unsinful. Yani, when you repent to Allah from the previous sins, they will be wiped out. They will be erased from your book of deeds, as if you never committed them. But if we die before that, then we will be held accountable for them. So we have the chance, if you were doing whatever you were doing in your past life, up until today, and today you turn to Allah in repentance from some sin that you are continuously doing, speaking of all of us, when you turn to Allah in repentance, Allah will wipe out all of the previous ones. Actually, with some other verses that we will deal with later inshallah, there's even better than that. But at least for now, you will not be responsible for it. Unlike the one who dies with the sins on his shoulder, then he will be brought to account, and that's a whole other story. So then the tawbah is a tremendous affair. And the Shaykh said, who is expected to repent to Allah? To whom is tawbah obligatory? He said, if you ask this question, many people have a wrong answer to this particular question. Some people assume that tawbah is only for the disobedient, only for people who are sinful, and the righteous people do not have to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin are people who believe that tawbah are only for the obedient, those who Allah loves. And as for those who commit so many sins and have transgressed so much against themselves, then the tawbah will not be accepted by Allah regarding them because of their sinful ways. So they think that we're too bad, you know, too bad of people for Allah to accept our repentance. So you get two different kinds of people. Those who think that only disobedient should repent, and those who think that those who are disobedient, there's no point in repentance because they have reached the limitations. And in reality, both answers are incorrect. Rather, it is incumbent upon the believing righteous servant that he cannot believe that he is free of repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So really this is for both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to the believers both based on their belief that they should turn in repentance to Allah. Allah says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha." O you who believe, speaking to the believers, turn to Allah in repentance, in sincere, nasuha, and sincere repentance. Perhaps Allah will forgive you your sins, and He will permit you to gardens under which rivers flow. So the believers were addressed, the good people were addressed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Any one of us, no matter how obedient he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot feel that we are self-sufficient and that we are free or in no need of turning to repentance, in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, the most honorable of the creation and the most knowledgeable of Allah, and the one who feared Allah the most, and the one who has his previous sins forgiven, and the ones that were to come in the future, which is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to repent to Allah. And he said to his companions, "Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, turn to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness. Verily I turn to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness 100 times a day." 100 times a day. Now, just a self-check. How many of us today, how many of us repent to Allah, say, "Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi," 100 times a day? Only Allah knows. Among us here, how many will be able to raise their hand and say, "Wallah, I do that"? And so look at our condition in terms of sin, and look at that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who obviously was unlike us. He would do it 100 times. And maybe some of us will not even bother to say that once a day, unless after the salah he says, "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah." And usually with our mind outside. Our mind is not in what we're saying, it's just habit. When you do the salah, you have to say astaghfirullah. Not because we really mean astaghfirullah. So look at the Prophet ﷺ teaching us. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, 100 times a day. So what about me and you? So this is the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the Shaykh said, so how is it that me and you forget tawbah? Are we not ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That the Messenger of Allah, the one who is beloved to Allah, will seek forgiveness and repentance. Is there any craziness after this craziness? And is there any conceit after this conceit? As for the tawbah, for the disobedient, and those who have transgressed and committed many sins, then verily the door of tawbah is open. And whoever the shaitan whispers to him that his tawbah will not be accepted because of the too many sins, then Allah has refuted that in the Quran by saying, نعم وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده. And it is he who accepts the repentance of his servants. ويعفو عن السيئات. And he pardons the misdeeds or the evil deeds. ويعلم ما تفعلون. And Allah knows that which you do. And another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden for a believer or anyone, believer and disbeliever alike, to despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah says, say, O my servants, in Surah Al-Zumar, say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by committing so many sins, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Haram. It's haram to say, I'm destroyed. Khalas, I've done so bad, I've been so evil, there's no way for me to return to Allah. It's haram for a believer to reach this particular point. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Then Allah says, verily Allah forgives all of the sins. He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So no matter how bad we were, and maybe some of us had some, you know, previous lifestyle, which was really bad, no matter how bad it is, you can never reach a point where you say, I'm doomed. There's always room for repentance. This is from the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluh wa taqaddasat asma'uh. So the Shaykh said, this is a noble invitation from a generous Lord to each disobedient person who has transgressed against himself. If he wants to free himself, if he wants salvation, then verily there's a door for repentance that is open, and everyone is allowed to enter as long as they fear the punishment of the hereafter and they fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nay, but Allah will not only forgive that person's sins, rather He will convert. You know, nowadays in currency, if you have some, you know, some riyals, you convert them to some other currency in order to go overseas. And in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah after mentioned those who supplicate to other than Him, those who commit shirk, and those who kill the innocent soul, and those who commit adultery or fornication, Allah mentioned their punishment, which is the most severest of punishments. Then afterwards Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. After He mentioned those, the most evil of people, He said, except those who repent and believe and do righteous work, then verily Allah will turn their bad deeds to good deeds. Does it get any better than this? Yani, if you have a bowl of bad deeds that you've committed, when you repent to Allah and you start leading a righteous life, these very bad deeds will become good deeds. What else do you want? What else do we want? Does it get any better than this? In the dunya, never. Your boss, your manager, your never, never. Nobody will ever be that generous. People will be very particular with you, huh? It's money, it's life, it's blah, blah, blah. But this kind of generosity is only from Allah Jalla Jalalu. And this is only one part of the mercy of Allah. And the other 99 has been saved for the believers on the Day of Judgment. So what else do we want? All of your bad deeds will be converted to good deeds. But do we do repent? This is for who though? Illa man taba. And so we will see that many of us will not repent to Allah because of some shortcomings or because of the whispers of the shaitan or because we think, blah blah, I'll do it later on when I grow up. So the person will continue to lead this life until he dies and he never repents. Then he will get none of these privileges. So we have to take the initiative today and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we may get this particular virtue. Tayyib. So this, the Shaykh said, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, He will excuse from His punishment those who do righteous deeds and that they will turn to Him in repentance. If this is the case with the believers, this is the case with the disbelievers. Even the kuffar, one who is a Hindu, Buddhist, a Christian, whatever religion he is today. If he becomes a Muslim, will not Allah accept his change and forgive him for the past life? Indeed. So the Shaykh said, if this is the case with the non-Muslim, then what about the believer who's already believing in Allah? Then obviously this will be more so. Allah says in the Quran, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to those who disbelieve, if you refrain, if you stop, then يغفر لهم ما سلف, whatever has passed will be forgiven. And if they return, then verily the examples that Allah has given us in the previous generations remains evident. يعني the way Allah destroyed the people of Nuh and the people of Lut and what have you. طيب, so the Shaykh said, okay, the tawbah is there. Is there a particular time for tawbah? Is it restricted to a time, or is it open anytime you want, you may repent? He said, know, O Muslims, that the tawbah is accepted by each one of us during all the times, except two. There are two exceptions to the rule. Any time, except two times. The first one is when you are about to leave. When you, as they say, al-gharghara, يعني when your soul reaches the throat. طيب, when you are on a deathbed. Not when you go to the hospital, because you may become ill, go to the hospital and stay there for a month, and then die. That's fine. But once you reach the moment of death, khalas, you know that you are about to leave this life, there's no hope in remaining alive, this is the time where the tawbah will not be accepted. Right? Like Fir'aun. When he was drowning, and he said, I believe. Allah says, Al-an, now? Now you believe? After everything you've done and you're drowning, you know it's all said and done, you want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this particular time, tawbah is unacceptable. And of course, this is based on the narrations of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is based on a verse in the Quran. The verse in the Quran, Allah says, verily, the only repentance accepted by Allah are for those who do evil deeds out of ignorance. And we said, every bad deed is out of ignorance. If you didn't know it was a bad deed, you will not be held accountable for it. So, but ignorance of the outcome of our sin, ignorance of not thinking about the consequence of the sin, so every misdeed, every sin is out of ignorance. The only repentance accepted by Allah are for those who do bad deeds out of ignorance. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, but then they quickly return to Allah in repentance. مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, close. The time, huh? Not, they don't postpone that. Verily, it is those whom Allah will accept their repentance, and verily Allah is the all knowledgeable, the most wise. And tawbah is not for those. Tawbah is not for those who continue to commit evil deeds until death comes to one of them. Then they will say, "Inni tubtu al-an, I turn in repentance to Allah today." And those who die while in the state of kufr, verily for those Allah has prepared a severe punishment. So dying is too late. And the Shaykh said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the person conceals in his heart. Those who want to procrastinate, say, I'll repent later. Allah knows what's in their hearts, and so He may deprive them of the tawbah because of the evil that is within their hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah will accept the tawbah of a servant as long as he is not in the agonies of death, as long as the soul has not reached the throat. And he said, this is from the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives the servant up until this time. You know, all your life, you may continue, you have the chance to repent all the way until just before you die. Allah will still accept the repentance. So may Allah make us among those who repent. Tayyib. This is the first. The second time where the tawbah will not be accepted is when this dunya will come to an end. So there's our personal life, and the life of the dunya will also come to an end. Obviously, when you see the signs of the Day of Judgment, then this will be of no benefit. It is not really out of iman that you're repenting. It's due to necessity. You know, now you know that there's no escape except, you know, in returning to Allah. So the person will turn in repentance. But this particular tawbah will be of no benefit because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they wait until the angels shall come to them, or your Lord shall come to them, or some of the signs of your Lord, which are the signs of the Day of Judgment, shall come to them? Verily on the day where some of the signs of your Lord will come, no soul will benefit of its belief. no soul will benefit of the belief that he will acquire after you see the signs of the Day of Judgment. And what's the first sign of the major signs? The sun rising from the west. The sun rising min al-maghrib. This is when khalas, people realize that okay, whatever the Prophet ﷺ had foretold, the prophecies are coming into existence. Then no soul will benefit of the iman unless it has earned some goodness in its iman, and verily wait, and verily they are also waiting. And the Prophet ﷺ said, verily tawbah has a door that is wide and open from the west to the east. It will remain acceptable until the sun rises from the west. So this is the time where the tawbah will be of no benefit, and as I mentioned, this is because due to necessity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should be careful, my brothers in Islam, that we continue to procrastinate. This is among the problems. Procrastination meaning bukra, ba'den, tomorrow, the week after, when I grow older, and continue to postpone. Later I will repent, later I will do this, later I will do that. He said, we should be careful of that. Because once we continue to commit a sin that we know is a sin, okay, while in our mind we're postponing the repentance for later, in the meantime we will be falling under the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which may lead to a terrible bad end, which is a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily when the believer commits a sin, a black dot is stamped on his heart. Every time we commit one sin, no matter how small it is, a black dot is stamped on your heart. If the person repents to Allah, then that sin will be, that dot will be wiped away and his heart will remain pure. But if he does not, then it will increase. You continue a black dot, and Allah knows how many black dots we have. Until your heart becomes covered with ran. And ran is like a veil or a layer. Regarding this, Allah says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, rather it has veiled their hearts, that which they used to earn from sins. Meaning, your heart will become black. And that means that your heart is dead. And when your heart is dead, if the doctor came, if somebody is in the emergency room and you're still alive, they can still revive you. They may do, you know, I don't know what they call this, boof, you know, shake you up a little bit, and you know, you run back to life. But if your heart is dead, can you bring it back to life? It's over. So when we continue to commit sin, now it's a small sin, it's just a small sin, this is a small sin, until you have so many small sins that your heart becomes layered. So the brother will come remind you, say, ya akhi, fear Allah. And it will go to the heart, it will be blocked by the layer, and it will bounce or fall on the floor. The brother will not benefit. He will not take the reminder. You remind him from day one until he dies, and he will continue to remain upon his evil ways. Why? Because the sins have accumulated and covered the heart. So repentance is important to remove these black dots. When you repent to Allah, they are erased. So when a person gives you a reminder, you will put it into practice. So this is a very sensitive aspect here that we are negligent about. Say, okay, just a small sin, just a small sin. Well, these small sins, Prophet ﷺ said, it is like a bunch of men who were in the woods, and every one of them would go and get a stick, until you have a fire. And what is a mountain except small rocks that were put together until it became big? So these small sins are destructive unless we stop them and we repent to Allah from the ones that we are currently committing. So the Shaykh said, if somebody has a lot of money in his pocket, driving a nice car and something of the sort, it does not mean that Allah is pleased with him. And it does not mean that he is upon the path that will lead to Jannah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with him. Rather, it could be the other way around. It could be means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy this person who has deliberately chosen the life of this dunya over the life of the hereafter. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you see Allah giving the slave whatever he loves of this dunya due to his sins, then know that it is only Allah gradually leading him to destruction. يعني you deal in riba, and you know riba is haram, and you continue to work in riba because you want money, and Allah gives you the money, huh? You start making real money. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you see someone in this condition, know that Allah is leading this person to his destruction. Whereas Allah may deprive you out of mercy, and you complain that Allah has not given you money, but it is mercy from Allah to one of us. So we have to have a broader understanding of the wisdom of Allah Jalla Jalaluh wa taqaddasat asma'uh. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy, He is warning us. And so we utilize every blessing from Allah. the wealth that we have, the children that we have, the money that we have, the food. We use everything for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we do not worship Him. We do not thank Him, and we do not turn to Him in repentance. He says, and let every Muslim know, whether he's a good Muslim or an evil one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants ease for His creation, and He does not want difficulty. And He has opened the door of Tawbah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah stretches out His hand, and لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like unto Allah Jalla Jalalu. He stretches out His hand in the night for the one who was sinful in the day to turn in repentance, and He stretches out His hand in the day for the one who was sinful at night to turn to Him in repentance. Meaning the door of repentance is always available for those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh said, what else do we want from this merciful Lord that we have? In the second khutbah, forgive me for the delay, the Shaykh reminded us of having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that the best things is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, because it moves you away from the path of the shaitan. And tawbah, although it benefits the believer himself, it benefits you individually, and it saves you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, rather there's also great rewards for the one who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Benefit that you will get in the dunya, and benefit that you will get in the hereafter. Because the one who repents to Allah and he becomes obedient, he will live a life of tranquility and pleasure and satisfaction of whatever Allah has given him from sustenance. And he will be enjoying the halal that Allah has made halal for us. And in the hereafter, he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will reward him with goodness, multiply his reward, and give him from his virtue subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and verily turn, seek forgiveness of your Lord, and turn to Him in repentance. He will amuse you, good amusement in this dunya, yani good life, until a decreed time, and He will give each person what he deserves of bounty. And from among the benefits of tawbah is that you will attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Verily Allah loves التوابين. التوابين صيغة مبالغة يعني abundant. Ta'ib is the one who repents. Tawwab, the one who's always repenting to Allah. Always repenting to Allah. And Allah loves those. Meaning you're sinning. But the more you turn to Allah in repentance, it's your habit to return to Allah in repentance, then Allah will love you. And you know, is there anything better than that? We've discussed in previous translations, there's nothing more valuable in our life than attaining the love of Allah. If Allah loves you, you don't have to worry about anything. Not today, not tomorrow, not in the grave, not on the day of judgment, not nowhere. If you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawbah to Allah is among the means to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's another thing here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, he becomes happy when one of His servants turned to Him in repentance, as it comes in the hadith, then one of us who was in an open spacious land, and he had an animal, the mount, the camel, whatever he was riding, then he lost it. So he despaired. It has his food, it has his drink, it has everything, he's in the desert, no means of escape. Then he went under a tree, and he was waiting under the tree for his destruction. Then all of a sudden, he opens his eyes and he finds his animal, the animal he was riding, standing right in front of him. So due to his happiness, he says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, he said this due to the intense joy as a mistake. Instead of saying, oh Allah, I am your servant, you are my Lord, he said, oh Allah, you are my servant and I am your Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شَدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ. He made a mistake. Of course, Allah will not hold him accountable. Allah is more happy than that. And a worldly today example, your wallet. Have you ever lost your wallet? Raise your hand. Has anyone ever lost his wallet? Huh? How does it feel? It's a terrible feeling. Alhamdulillah, those who haven't lost their wallet, it's good. You know, if it has your iqama, it has your driver's license, it has picked maybe some old pictures or whatever. I'm not of the opinion with the pictures, but assuming you have something like that. Maybe some money, some old things that you don't have anywhere else. And what happens when you lose this wallet? It's a big problem to get back these things. But imagine if someone came and said, hey, akhi, is this your wallet? Huh? You will be so happy you cannot even explain it in words. You know, I don't know, if you've ever lost a wallet and found it, you will get the feeling.
So this is yani more modern. Allah is happier than that when one of us turns to Him in repentance. So this should be means of me and you to really consider turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance today, right now, before we leave this particular masjid. And now, basically this was more or less that we should return to Allah in repentance, rectify our condition, try to lead a life of righteous people. One of our righteous predecessors said, the indication that your repentance is accepted by Allah is that you cry over the sins that you have committed and that you are afraid of returning back into these sins, and you stay away from bad company. Those who will always try to get you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just quickly, there are shurut for tawbah, conditions. First is ikhlas, sincerity for the sake of Allah. Second is nadam, that you feel regret, remorse. Thirdly is that you leave the sin alone, whatever it is. Fourthly, that you do so, that you do it with the intention never to go back to it again. Yani no part-time tawbah. Fifthly, that you give people their rights. If you took some money from someone and you want to repent to Allah, you must pay them their money back first. Sixthly, that you do it before you die and before the sun rises from the west. These are the conditions of tawbah, by which if we don't have them, no tawbah. So we must have all. Ikhlas, sincerity, feeling regret, leaving the sin alone, having the intention never to do it again, giving people their rights back, and doing so before we leave. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. جزاكم الله خيرا for your patience. May Allah bless you, reward you, and make you among the inhabitants of Jannah.